advertising, radio gets results. Call 1-800-205-6245 and find out just how inexpensive and effective radio can be. That's 1-800-205-6245. KHNC 1360, The Lion. That's 1-800-205-6245.
Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest is Barry Shamish, and we're going to be talking about what's going on over in Israel primarily this morning. We're going to start out on a little different subject, and that was certainly NASA and the space program some years ago. But, you know, the important thing about Israel is to understand that the leaders of Israel are traitors. Just as the leaders of the United States are traitors, subversives who are dedicated to establishing a world government, a new world religion, with a new world leader, and the destruction of our sovereignty, well, that is a subversive goal. And yet, the people who control our State Department, our executive branch of government, are dedicated to that, and nobody wants to challenge them for the crime that they're committing, having sworn to uphold our Constitution and then working to undermine it. But the same thing is happening in Israel. The leaders of Israel are intent upon the destruction of that little country. Well, Barry, I'm going to let you pick up the story and tell us a little bit about some of the things that you've noticed watching the films of the first moon landing. Go ahead.
Well, it was kind of an accident. This week I was watching a TV show about the best quotes ever shown on TV. And I saw, number two, by the way, I saw Neil Armstrong coming down the ladder on the moon, and then he lands on the moon and says, one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind. Now, I've known there was always a problem with this landing, with the way it was portrayed, but I'd never listened to the NASA commentator from Houston commenting on this moment, and what he said was absolutely shocking to me. He said, Neil is descending the ladder. Neil Armstrong, of course. Now, if Neil Armstrong was descending the ladder, who was filming him? Okay, I mean, who was filming him? There's a camera, let's say 6 or 8 feet from the ladder, and we're watching Neil Armstrong come down the ladder. According to NASA, this is NASA's own commentary. Now, up till then, I had always assumed that Neil Armstrong was already on the moon, and we were watching Buzz Aldrin come down the ladder, and they were bluffing it a little bit. Armstrong waited a few moments to give his great speech about the giant leap for mankind, while Aldrin came down the ladder. Now, if it wasn't Aldrin, and it was actually Neil Armstrong, well, then who was filming him? Okay, it's quite a quandary, really. Now, in my way, it's kind of ridiculous, because the whole world thinks that when Neil Armstrong stepped on the moon, he gave that quote about the giant leap for mankind. And, well, why would he give that quote the minute man stepped on the moon if it was Buzz Aldrin who was landing on the moon? Now, remember, people, you're watching, you've all seen this on TV. If you were lucky in July of 69, you were actually watching Armstrong land on the moon. Who was filming him?
The cameraman. And obviously, there had to be a cameraman there.
I think there might have been a whole camera crew. This is... Well, the reason I was so confounded by this was there was a way out previously, and that is, of course, that Armstrong had already come. He had descended. He'd walked 6 or 7 feet, set up a camera, and we were watching Buzz Aldrin descend the ladder. That was the only possible way that scenario could have happened. But NASA said Neil is descending the ladder, and that's impossible. Okay, now my way had Neil Armstrong already on the moon and Buzz Aldrin descending the ladder. The only possibilities left are one that Buzz Aldrin was the first man on the moon, which is historically, you know, that's not the way it went. He was the second man on the moon. But if Neil was really descending the ladder, well, then Aldrin had to be the first one on the moon, or there was something really wrong with this. You know, there wasn't a camera waiting for them on the moon. Somebody was filming Armstrong descending the ladder before he got off and jumped on the moon and said his famous statement. Who was filming Armstrong?
Well, you know, one of the things that's really bothered me is we're told today we wouldn't be able to go back to the moon. It would take us years to be able to get to the point where we'd be able to make another moon landing. And what? Why would that be? I mean, we have the technology. We did it once. Why would it take us years to be able to advance to the point where we could do it again? There's something very, very strange, and nobody wants to address that issue.
Well, I don't know about nobody. I saw a program on the Discovery Channel, and it looks like all of America saw this program called We Didn't Go to the Moon. And a lot of it was, well, it was kind of bad conspiracy thinking, a lot of it. And I saw a show debunking it. And the point is, forget all the bad stuff. There were points that weren't true. You know, like how did man make his footprint in the soil when there's no water there? And if you get some talcum powder and you put your hand on it, you'll see that if the powder is thin enough, you have a good handprint. You don't need water. But there was one issue, and that was the photographs taken from the moon. And two different missions used the same rover in the exact same background. The exact hills, the exact everything. And that this debunking show forgot about. The tough stuff it didn't mention. But I mentioned the issue with Armstrong and the absurdity of having him filmed. Here's the music.
We'll be back in just a moment here at the American Space Network.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of C&C Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. 3 praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org. The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Some churches believe that Christians will be raptured before the coming of the Great Tribulation. Have you heard this teaching? Have you wondered if it was true? The Watchman's Cry is an interesting book by Obadiah Frank that uses the Bible and clearly explains that this teaching is not true. You can get The Watchman's Cry from the American Freedom Network by calling 1-800-205-6245. This amazing book is only $10 postpaid. Get it now by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network.
Here, our guest is Barry Shamish. So, Barry, you pick the story up.
Hello?
Yes, Barry, you go right ahead and pick the story up.
Okay. Now, there's a reason why I brought this up. There's a chapter of my life which I did not include in my book, Bye Bye Gaza, the latest book, because it, well, for one thing, it has nothing to do with Gaza, at least not directly. Indirectly, it does, and I'll talk about that briefly. But I'm talking about the Challenger explosion of a few years ago. Now, there was an Israeli on the Challenger, and his name was Ilan Ramon, and he was a good showman. We saw him on a Friday night lift the Kiddush cup and give the prayer for the wine, and he was a good representative for Israel. He was a very proud Israeli. The problem with the Challenger is it exploded, and that's some problem. The first Israeli in space gets blown to smithereens. Now, if you I'll give you a little background. The reason there was an Israeli in space at all, Israel's first astronaut, was because after the signing of the Oslo Accord in 93, I believe it was Bill Clinton as president, it was Bill Clinton promised the Israelis a perk. One of the perks was you can have your own astronaut. So for signing peace, Israel sent Ilan Ramon to America to be trained to fly on the shuttle Challenger. And this was a very big deal in Israel. The whole country was extremely proud of its astronaut. And then the Challenger comes down to Earth and explodes. Now, the first thing is that I noticed that day was that the explosion was over Palestine, Texas. This is where the explosion occurred, over Palestine. And that bothered me. It bothered me a lot. There are enough cities and towns all through America that it doesn't have to explode there. Excuse me. And the next thing that was really bothersome is they gave the latitude of Palestine, Texas, and it happens to be at 33 degrees latitude north. Now, for those of you who don't know what 33 is, it's the ultimate illumination of the Freemasons. There are a number of steps leading to the 33rd step where you know all the secrets of the universe and you get the Book of Secrets and you find out that God, the great architect, the Freemason God, whatever he may be, is revealed to you at the 33rd degree.
But he's certainly not the God of the Bible or the God of the Christians or of the Jews, that's for sure.
Well, that's a given. Now, what those Freemasons are is the subject for someone else beside me. I'm not the world's expert on this, but I did find a terrible connection between Freemasonry and the Sabbateans and so forth. But I knew about the 33rd degree, and part of the problem is that the degrees of Freemasonry are also the degrees of Israel. Israel is also from 30 to 33. 32 is Jerusalem. And 33 begins at a place called Rosh Pina in the Galilee. And I was aware of this. But there's an explosion over Palestine, Texas, and I don't like it. It's too ironic. The whole world noted that the Israeli was killed over Palestine. And I may be one of the few people who noted that Palestine is on the 33rd degree, and there's plenty of symbolic troubles with this explosion. Now, NASA, while I'm sitting there, I was taking notes as soon as I heard Palestine, Texas. I started taking notes. Now, Ilan Ramon comes from a place called Maccabim, which is where I was living. It was less than a mile away. I lived in Modi'in. Maccabim is the next town over. And so in the city where I lived, my children knew of his daughter, and there were rumors floating, and there was shock in the household, and all of Israel was watching Ilan Ramon, but where he lived, the intensity of this explosion was felt far stronger. So I was in this atmosphere where the Challenger explosion, demoralizing is the word. All of Israel was proud of its astronaut, and now the astronaut is dead. So it's a bit hard to explain the emotions of the Challenger explosion. But I'm watching the TV, and NASA comes up with a statement. They say, their exact words were, we don't know the cause of the explosion, but it wasn't terrorism. And I said to myself, well, if you don't know the cause of the explosion, how do you know it wasn't terrorism? Okay, it was an absurd statement. We don't know what happened, but we know what didn't happen. And then I just started taking notes of everything going terribly wrong and NASA really screwing up this explosion. Now, that night, that very night, I remember the explosion was in the afternoon, early afternoon in Israel. And that night I sent out the very first piece on the Challenger explosion that anyone had written. And I wrote my suspicions down the basic suspicions were the explosion was over Palestine, Texas, at the 33rd degree, and NASA's denying it was terrorism without knowing what actually caused the explosion. And I sent this out. And it got a tremendous, tremendous reaction. I remember my first sentence was a very sour joke. I started the article, once again, NASA is an acronym for Need Another Seven Astronauts, which kicked some people off thinking I started off with a joke. In fact, there was a point behind this joke, and the rest of the article made the point. There was something about the explosion killing an Israeli astronaut over Palestine that was immensely, immensely suspicious. Now, I'm not an engineer and I don't work for NASA, so obviously I didn't have the proofs. But I did have coincidences that are just either they're divine coincidences or simply this, I don't know, if they're not divine, this is some of the most amazing coincidences you could have in a space flight. An Israeli is blown up over Palestine on the 33rd degree latitude north, and NASA says it doesn't know what caused the explosion, but nonetheless they know it wasn't sabotage. And that was my article, basically, that something is wrong here. And I received a ton of mail. The first person, I mean, I don't even know how he got my information so quickly, was a NASA researcher named Richard Hoagland. And we started really a very long email correspondence on what might have happened. Now, what Hoagland told me, he said, you don't know how right you are about the Israeli side to this explosion. He said NASA was founded by Nazis. He says you have to understand that Operation Paperclip, which brought a lot of Nazis to America, but especially the rocket, the V-2 rocket scientists, came in, and it was their rockets that were going to the moon. And he said, if you understood the basics of the foundation of NASA, and we started talking about this organization, NASA was given the name National Aeronautic and Space Administration in 1958. You have to understand, national what? The name doesn't make sense. It will be American. It should have been American Space Administration, number one. Aeronautics doesn't even make a difference. You're repeating the word twice. Okay, administration makes no sense. How many organizations, government organizations, are called the something administration? This isn't the FDA. What we're talking about is a space center. It should have been called the American Space Center or some version of that. But the American Space Center doesn't start off with National Socialist. And the problem with NASA and Nazi is that the name is extremely similar. And Hoagland says it's not a coincidence. He says the hatred of Israel in that organization is way beyond anything you wrote down. And the next email I sent some of Richard's correspondence to me, as well as correspondence from everywhere agreeing with me that this explosion was not an accident. Now, you have to recall something. NASA had a researcher. His name escapes me, but it's very easy to find on the Internet. And from day one, he makes the statement that the falling tiles on the launch were not the cause of the explosion. Now, what you had the launch film, and you had a couple tiles fall off. And what the claim was the tiles, which were the heat shield, of course, fell off. And when the Challenger entered the atmosphere, the heat entered the cabin, and they blew up, and the cabin blew up. And this man says that's not true. In every single flight, some tiles fall off. The rocket is very powerful, and this is just what happens. And then you have the month or so of investigation, and just before NASA is going to reach its conclusions that it was the tiles that caused the explosion, this announcer, this spokesman for NASA, quits. He won't have any part of this. He doesn't believe that that's what caused the explosion, and he quit outright. Now, we don't know. I certainly don't accept that a couple of tiles falling off would destroy the Challenger. And what the man said is it would destroy every space shuttle mission if it was just an issue of a tile or two falling off. What you had was a major explosion, and it wasn't tiles that did it. Israel's first astronaut, Ilan Ramon, blew up. And what Richard Hoagland told me, he says, any Jew, but especially Israeli, is trespassing on NASA territory in ways you, when you wrote your article, you didn't understand that they don't choose their astronauts, NASA. This was a political decision to put an Israeli in space. It was foisted on them. And he said there was, as far as the deep administration of NASA was concerned, they were being trod upon to put an Israeli in one of their space shuttles, and they blew it up. That's what he told me. Now, I don't know, and I'm not even going to claim that I know who blew it up. All I'm going to say is it blew up over Palestine, Texas, and the odds of that are incredibly remote. It came in on a 33rd degree angle. I'm not sure if that is usual or not, but it did. And NASA denied there was terrorism involved even before they investigated anything, which leads me to the hint that there was terrorism involved. And that's what I wrote.
Well, I think that they're playing games with our minds and with the minds of the Israeli people. You get sort of discouraged when your Challenger explodes coming in, and that feeling of uncertainty. It's almost as if our nation is on the way down. We'll be right back.
Discover Magneticare Cell Activating Liquid Complex and RX Magnets for a healthier life. Tom Martino and the Broncos know what works when you need to reduce swelling and inflammation, eliminate chronic pain, increase blood circulation, and aid in the healing process. Get your fast-acting Magneticare Liquid Complex, cream, or RX Magnets now. Call Bob at 303-388-1227. That's 303-388-1227. www.magneticare.net.
I'm Ann Johnson. For over 11 years, I've owned a health food store. I'm an iridologist, herbalist, and perform extensive muscle testing to find out what products best meet my customers' health needs. That's why I'm so excited to tell you about Vital PSP. It consistently surpasses over 3,000 samples in my test kit. My customers are having amazing fast results. Vital PSP has profound effects at DNA levels. If you struggle with any health issues, I recommend you call me, 303-833-2784.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Many Christians have health problems that hinder their quality of life and their ministry. The Green Herb is offering you an opportunity to help these hurting Christians. You can have your own Green Herb home business for just $950. This includes inventory, training, samples, and everything you need to get started. This is not network marketing. It's a genuine opportunity to build a business. How do I know? Linda and I started in our home almost 15 years ago, and we would like to help you start your own herbal business. We are not looking for high-profile salespeople, just someone who loves the Lord and wants to help his people. For more information, call me, Tom Phillips, at 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. I'm looking forward to your call, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
How many of you battle the symptoms of failing health with toxic medications and inconvenient supplements? Do you feel like you've been fighting battles but losing the war? How about winning the war for a change? Introduce BioSuperfood in your diet and increase the metabolic activity of each cell in your body for greater repair, detoxification, and regeneration. Gain immediate energy, boost your immune system, and restore your health with extraordinary whole and organic nutrients in BioSuperfood. Win the war against disease. Call now, 877-288-9116.
And our guest this morning is Barry Shamish. And before we go on, Barry, I'd like you to tell our listeners about your website, how they can get your materials, how they can contact you.
Well, the website is the Barry Shamish website. But if you go to barrychamish.com, you'll get there. And you go into the archives, and you'll find two sites which have been archiving my material. Red Moon Rising in Hawaii. That's Peter Goodenough, a very nice guy. And my friend Murray in Reno, Nevada at pushhamburger.com. Go into either one and go backwards a few years and you'll find the stuff about the space shuttle. As for my books, the latest being Bye Bye Gaza, you go to lulu.com. LULU.com. In the right hand corner it says search right in Shamish, Chamish, and it'll take you to my books, And they're not expensive. I would suggest you read them for the information we're hearing today and elsewhere. And I'm going to leave my phone number if you want any of the DVDs that aren't on Lulu, including Return of the Giants and the New Crusade, the Vatican's New Crusade for Jerusalem. And that number is 904-501-7605. That's 904-501-7605. And now, George, your engineer has corrected me. I can't believe I made this mistake. And I'll explain how I did it. I said Columbia. I meant Challenger. We did a show yesterday, and I didn't make this mistake, but it's the Challenger shuttle that exploded with Ilan Ramon on it. Columbia, I've got a strange connection to as well, and I'm going to tell you what it is right now. My mother's, my grandmother, my maternal grandmother was a Resnik, and when Columbia exploded, our family was talking about a distant cousin of ours who died on the Columbia. That was Judy Resnik. I actually had a relative. She came from the same part of Europe, and we looked it up, and we were actually following Judy Resnik. At least I was, and a cousin of mine in New York were actually following Judy Resnik because she was apparently related to us. And that, by the way, that one I'm not going to claim was sabotage because there was a Jewish astronaut aboard. I'm going to claim that Ilan Ramon, an Israeli astronaut of the Challenger, was exploded because it was an insult for them to have an Israeli on board. And there's enough suspicion about the Challenger explosion that truly I think it's worthy of examining again. And I'm going to repeat just the main points so people will. So I didn't lose anybody. Number one, Neil Armstrong is, we started with Neil Armstrong descending the ladder, according to NASA. This I never heard before. I didn't pay attention. But I heard the original NASA tape on TV this week, and the announcer from Houston is saying, Neil is descending the ladder. And then he takes a little jump. He's on the moon. He says, one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind, and that's all fine and good, except who is filming Neil descending the ladder? And then we go to the Challenger, which was exploded, again, over Palestine, Texas, on the 33rd degree, and then NASA immediately denies there was terrorism involved, but they don't know what caused the explosion. Well, again, I'm going to repeat the point. If you don't know what caused the explosion, how do you know it wasn't terrorism? And that was, with these facts, I just wrote my suspicions down, and the suspicions led to many, many replies worldwide. But Richard Hogan, an expert on NASA, very well known, by the way, in that world, just said, you don't know the Nazi past of NASA. He wrote me and he said, I think you've got it exactly right. And it makes sense when you understand that NASA, well, it begins with National Socialists. Well, Operation Paperclip brought in the engineers who sent the man to the moon, and it had a Nazi background from the beginning. There, I just summarized my argument in 2 seconds. Shall we return now to Israel?
Yes, go right ahead.
All right. Now, Israel, as usual, had its horrible week. Now, yesterday I was on the Internet looking at the actual Qassams falling from Gaza onto Sderot. And I'm not usually surprised by violence, but what that town is taking is not just simple rocket attacks. And by the way, this year, every 3 hours, a rocket or a mortar was launched on Israel. Every 3 hours, Sderot, which is half empty today, The only people left are people who can't afford to go anywhere else. Sderot has rockets daily. Daily. Every single day you go shopping, there's a chance a rocket's going to come in. And I watch them land. And this is an explosion. It's a devastating boom followed by a fireball, followed by terrible, terrible destruction. And sadly, there have been a dozen people killed as well in Sderot. Now, the rockets of Gaza are now being improved, so-called improved, and they're being held back a little bit until the big war, supposedly the big war coming up, when the rockets will reach Beersheba and they'll reach Ashkelon, and Israel will be under this horrible missile war I've been talking about all year long. However, Israel has been, well, remember, when we took the Gaza Strip in 67, it didn't take 3-4 days to gain control of the whole place. Now you've got Hamas in there. Everyone's got a machine gun. There are anti-tank traps everywhere, anti-tank ditches. Every street corner has got armed men. But Israel tried to go into Gaza, I would say, 5-6 days ago.
And we didn't hear about that.
You didn't, Israel, I'll tell you that. Ehud Barak, who is our defense minister, a very bad apple, will do that some other time. Nonetheless, he promised an attack on Gaza, and there was a limited attack with a tank force. Limited. By limited, they went in a kilometer beyond what they call their clean zone. They went in a kilometer. What you didn't hear about was that within a kilometer, what is that? 700 yards. Within 700 yards, Hamas had set a tank ablaze. Okay? One tank just started on fire. It was hit by an RPG. And the reports I got, by the way, of what they Oops, I hear the music.
Yep, you did. We'll be back in just a moment here on the American Freedom Network.
To order your cassette copy of this program, call the American Freedom Network at 1-800-205-6245. That's 1-800-205-6245.
We're talking today with Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb. Tom, what makes The Green Herb different?
First is our health analysis. I know of no other company that will take the time necessary to suggest an in-depth herbal program especially for you. And we do it at no charge or obligation. Also, we manufacture all of our products right in the Wheat Ridge facilities. This way we can assure you that you're getting the highest quality products available. Last is our guarantee. If you don't think our products are the finest, most potent herbal products available, just return the bottle and we'll exchange it or refund your purchase price. We can do the analysis at The Green Herb, over the phone, or online at www.thegreenherb.com. Call today and set an appointment for your free health profile at 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or come by our store on the north side of I-70 Frontage Road, 1 mile west of Kipling.
Columbine Hearing Center understands your hearing, speaking, and listening problems. Call highly qualified, nationally certified audiologist Michelle Gross for your hearing test, hearing aid, and listening rehabilitation needs. With 25 years of experience, you will get accurate diagnosis and treatment, undivided attention and service. Call 303-857-6688 for a personal hands-on evaluation. Columbine Hearing Center, 303-857-6688. Financing Medicaid and Medicare available.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath.
damage. Barry, go ahead, pick up the story.
Dr. Stan, George was again back on the phone, and I feel completely confused. But it was Columbia that blew up with Elan Ramon on it. It was Challenger that blew up with Judy Resnick on it.
Okay, I'm not enough of an expert to comment on it. Go right ahead.
Believe me, this is very humbling. I got the space shuttles mixed up.
Okay.
And what's not humbling is that you have listeners who are actually following the show and are phoning the radio station, and I'm extremely grateful to them. But people, it was Columbia that blew up and killed Elan Ramon. It was Challenger that blew up and killed Judy Resnick.
Okay, go ahead.
You're satisfied?
I'm satisfied. I'll check it out. I'd be absolutely certain, however. Go ahead.
Okay. Thank you, listeners. Believe me, I'm not even close to a perfect historian, but every fact that I stated, they all agreed with, which was actually very nice. People are listening to the show, and they're correcting me. Now the burning tank in Gaza. According to the reports I've read, they were absolutely surrounded. The tank crew to rescue, to extricate them, required a helicopter operation, new infantry. It was a first-class mess. The crew all were sent to the hospital. We were told with smoke inhalation. That's what we were told. They weren't killed. But nonetheless, if you have an attack on Gaza and it's not a real war, that means the Air Force comes in first, that the artillery rains down on Gaza, and then the infantry, you're going to see many, many hundreds of thousands of Israeli soldiers killed trying to take back Gaza. Now what you're dealing with is that Israel could win the war quickly if they fought the war the way the old Israel fought wars. And that, unfortunately, means that innocent people will have to just go to the seashore and wait it out. There'll have to be warnings. When you have warnings, it's not good. It means the other side reinforces itself and puts a full recruitment of its soldiers ready for the attack. It's not going to be a surprise attack. But if Israel listens to world opinion and attacks Gaza without a full Air Force flurry, well, Israel is just going to lose its finest young men by the hundreds.
Well, I think, Gary, Barry, that this is sort of to give the Israeli people the idea, well, look, we're really doing something, all the while really intending not to do anything. Oh, my goodness, we lost a tank. We're going to have to back out. We can't try to do anything. It's like the Bay of Pigs. The Bay of Pigs invasion was fought to lose, but now there was nothing we could do about Fidel Castro. They're playing games with the minds of the Israeli people.
I don't know about this one, though. This one, they really did try to send in an incursion beyond what they've been doing lately, and they really got spanked. This was a very bad sign of what will happen if there's a Gaza attack that isn't fought like a war. The only way to take back Gaza is to fight a war. And Israel, of course, will have a PR disaster, but who cares? Do you know, yesterday, after we spoke yesterday, I went back to the computer. Do you know that $5.6 billion were raised worldwide for the Palestinian Authority? The EU gave almost $1 billion. The world is determined that Israel goes. It's that simple. Now, I don't know why Israel should care about its reputation anymore when the world is whittling it down piece by piece anyways. They should fight a war, take the damage, take the world hatred, take the venom really what it's come down to is the world's left. Has turned extremely anti-Israel anyways, and actually fight a war to protect its own citizens. And that's why I mentioned that I watched the actual rockets on YouTube land in Sderot. No country would take that, none. But Israel is allowing the enemy to build up massive amounts of missiles without any well, any real military reaction. What they're doing now is they're sending drones into the sky, and they're spotting, whatever car looks suspicious, they're spotting it and blowing them up, and they're killing four here and two here, and that's not going to stop the rockets. You actually have to take Gaza. There's no choice.
But if everybody's forgotten that the Israeli government gave Gaza to the Hamas. I mean, they literally dragged the settlers out of there, you know, at bayonet point, and they turned it over to Hamas. How could they have been so stupid not to know that it would be used as a base for attacking Israel? Of course they knew that. So right now we approach the problem militarily, but without ever understanding the problem was intentionally created by the leaders of Israel.
Well, lucky you. When this show is over, I'm going to go to my postal station, and I'm going to send you a copy of Bye Bye Gaza.
If you have
the book, you'll get it within two or three days.
Well, I will look forward to reading it, Barry.
Read that, and we'll have endless discussions to talk about how they brought down Gaza. The book is 419 pages. It's not like it was an easy thing to get the Jews out, but all the games that were played are in that book, and it's on the way to you.
I'm looking forward to getting it. Thank you so much.
My pleasure. Now, and the rest of you is on lulu.com, okay, all over again. Now, I'm gonna give economic statistics. They may be boring, but they're shocking. Now, try and follow me. It's not as dramatic as the Columbia explosion, but these are the facts. They were released this week, and I collected them. Now, you don't have to know that they came from something called Globes, the Israeli business newspaper.
We're going to have to do that next time we get together. So.
Oh, are we out of time?
I'm afraid that we are. You go ahead and, there's the music. God bless. We'll talk to you later.
Bye.
Radio is your best choice for advertising. Radio gets results. Call 1-800-205-6245 and find out just how inexpensive and effective radio can be. That's 1-800-205-6245. KHNC 1360, The Lion. That's 1-800-205-6245.
The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here. I hope you enjoyed our program this morning. Well, I hope you enjoy all of our programs because we try to educate you not just entertain. I don't get up at early every morning to entertain. I get up to try to educate people to understand that we are being betrayed by our leaders in the United States. The Israeli people are being betrayed by their leaders. And this is because the people who lead the world are not certainly motivated by altruism or trying to save America straight or save Israel. There is another force out there. And if you doubt that, you can give us a call. We'll send you a copy of the pamphlet called The Spiritual Hierarchy. That's The Spiritual Hierarchy. Or you can read about them in our three pamphlet set, The Occult Hierarchy. There is a spiritual group that rules the world and influences the world leaders, and some of them are even part and parcel of this. If you want to verify what I'm saying, you go to their website, the Lucis Trust. It used to be the Lucifer Publishing House. It's now called lucistrust.org. They have offices in New York, in London, in Geneva. They have some of the most powerful and wealthy people in the world actually finance them, and you can check this out on the Internet. I mean, we're talking about the richest people in the world. And the reason that these people are so rich and wealthy is they've given themselves over to the other side. They've sold their souls for wealth and riches in this life. But, of course, remember, there is another life beyond this one. If you'd like to understand how it works, let me suggest the videos we produced. We offer, I should say, they're put together by our friend Joe Schimmel, but they're called They Sold Their Souls for Rock and Roll, 3-hour, 4-hour, 10-hour version. Watch those videos and understand it's not just in the music industry. It's at the highest level of government and finance and economics, and that's exactly what the Lucis Trust says. If you'd like their pamphlet, give us a call, 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. Unless you understand there are the other forces out here, and they tie into the ancient secret societies. That's why you need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. Watch my video, DVD presentation, The Forbidden Secret. And there is a secret out there that's been passed down for 5,000 years from the secret societies, and of course it's been known to the major world leaders, to people like Alexander the Great, who with 35,000 Macedonians took on Darius with an army of 1,000,000. How could an army of 35,000 take on an army of 1,000,000? Why, because Alexander the Great was involved in the mysteries, and that's why you need to hear my talk on The Forbidden Secret. And we'll give you the references to books that were written in the first century talking about Alexandria and the mystery religions which he had access to and understood the true source of power in the world today. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. My book, Brotherhood of Darkness, the talk entitled The Forbidden Secret. And then, of course, you want to get the 4-tape set. Or 4-CD set on The Secret, Behind the Secret. You'll want to get the 4-tape set on The Supernatural and the book written by Johanna Michelson, who was a medium who had access to the secret and the secret power. Understand we're involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. Pray for America. Pray for revival. Please pray for Radio Liberty for our mission and protection. Until tomorrow, may the Lord be with you.
Want to talk to the American Freedom Network? Contact us at P.O. Box 1750, Johnstown, Colorado 80534, or online at AmericaNewsNet.com.
Radio is your best choice for advertising.